This summer, I'm shopping the small space solutions that America waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has everything from retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, party-ready dining sets in four fun colors, stylish and space-conscious Bobopedic sofas to feature-packed power recliners that let me kick back all summer long. So, when you're ready to snag latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
You know, recommendations can be great. Maybe someone recommended this podcast, and here you are. But home projects are different. If a podcast isn't your thing, you lose a few minutes. If you hire your cousin's neighbor to mount your TV, you might end up with a lopsided screen and wall damage. Maybe I know a guy just isn't enough for your home. That's why Thumbtack works. It matches you with top-rated local pros with photos, reviews, and credentials all in one place. For your next home project, try Thumbtack. Hire the right pro today.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Hey there, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a brand new show. It's called Money Moves. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Anybody, anywhere, anywhere.
It's time to take command with former NFL tight end Logan Paulson.
This pass caught by Paulson, the tight end.
And from 106.7 The Fan, Grant Paulson.
Welcome in to Take Command alongside Logan Paulson, who spent a decade in the NFL. I'm Grant Paulson. Listen to me each and every day, 2 to 6:30 on 106.7 The Fan. We are in Ashburn, as you can tell, together.
Together.
We are reunited once more. The band is back together. We're the two best friends that anyone could have. We're ready to talk football. Training camp, man. Yep. We're here, two practices in. We just watched practice number two. There's a lot of different things to talk about, but just, I guess you start us off with your first thoughts.
Yeah, man, it's just fun to be back on the grass, right? You know, like yesterday was kind of like a dewy morning, and it was kind of like pads were clicking. They didn't, you know, no pads, but the helmets were kind of knocking. Guys were really juiced up, and today's day two. And just kind of feels good to see the guys kind of ramped up in terms of intensity. You know what I mean? Like just this idea that, you know, OTAs, mini camp are their own thing, and then it kind of scales up. And I think you could feel that yesterday. You could definitely feel the excitement. And then today, obviously, that carried through. So, I mean, I'm a football nerd. I love seeing the practice structure, how they get to certain things. We can talk about that more in a minute. But really just the main takeaway from the first few days is just boys back on the grass. Excited to be there.
Yeah. So day one, it was interesting. They did like 2-point conversion competition, and then they did a lot of like red zone. And yeah, it was basically like an entire practice from the same area of the field. I don't think I've ever seen that before. But like all the 11s were kind of ones, twos, threes, whatever, rotated through, but it was all one area of the field. Today was a lot more of a traditional looking practice, in my opinion. And one thing I noticed was, I mean, Dan Quinn has talked about in press conferences that he wants more off schedule and off script stuff to prepare, I think, his players and specifically his quarterbacks like Jaden Daniels in a new scheme, but also maybe to prepare his coordinators who have never done this before. And pretty early on, day two of camp, we're watching David Blau, the first time offensive coordinator, on the walkie talkie, calling plays in. So this isn't like a scripted period where you're looking at what play. That was pretty cool to see.
Yeah, I love that. You know, because like obviously, like when you're putting the script together, like it's an art, right? So you kind of say, oh, we're going to be in, you know, third and eight here. I can pick my best play. We're in, you know, second and two. Like I can pick my best play here when it's live and living color and you've got kind of a pseudo call sheet. Like I was honestly kind of blown away with how seamlessly that went. And obviously, it's impressive from the coordinators to be calling the thing and kind of getting everybody on the same page. But I was really impressed with the guys. Like I remember when I was in training camp back in the day, like, you wouldn't do a straight call it period till probably, you know, the end of the second week, maybe heading into the third week of training camp. Cause like, that's when you felt like guys really had a mastery of the offense.
Who does that help more, Daniels in a new offense or Blau, who's quite literally never called plays?
I would kind of lean towards Blau personally, you know, cause again, like I think there's something to kind of having to play the game within the game, like coordinators, man, like it is an art. You know, and there are some scientific elements to it, like, oh, like analytics say X in this situation, blah, blah, blah. But really, like, to me, when you're calling a game, it's the feel. Like, what do I want to get to? Like, how do I want to get to this? Like, when is this a good call? And so I do think, again, they were working kind of what would you say, Grant, from the 40 in, I'd say?
Yeah, I thought it was like strike area 30 plus. Yeah. But yeah, maybe it was even further back.
But yeah, and so just kind of working through those situations. And then I think the other thing that I love too is like, oh, hey, like I like this call here, but actually like it didn't play out or the spacing didn't work the way I thought. Versus the coverage that Durante Jones presented. Or the other thing I think is great is when you see what Durante Jones wants to bring, like how they want to beat you and what they think is going to work. And it just kind of helps you work the game within the game a little bit, which I love. And so I think for two new coordinators, I think that stuff's great. I think that it's great that Dan is emphasizing that more early. Like, I thought we'd maybe see it, you know, when the fans were here at the earliest, but I thought it'd be a next week thing for sure. And then here we are. Just letting it rip day two.
So I always tread lightly, and I'm going to do my one-time caveat of everything we're going to talk about, not just today, but for the rest of camp, about like these practices are like the more you try to glean out of them, the more too hard you're trying, if that makes sense, right? And so like yesterday, as an example, I had this notebook on Twitter at Grant Paulson where I had like 11 observations or whatever, and I thought it was probably too many as it was. But, like everyone's like, you didn't mention Jaden Daniels. Like, what'd you think of him? I heard he struggled. Like, I don't care about how it like a player looks on the first day of camp, yeah. If that makes sense. And so I think we make way too much out of some of that stuff. But what I'm looking for is like bigger picture things, if that makes sense. And I will say this, God, I love the amount of times that we've seen like tight ends split out as receivers and then occasionally like shifted into like run surfaces. Like all the stuff that argued is too strong, but that we talked about all of last season. It's like, where is this? Where is this? It's just the offense now. Like, yeah. I'm so fired up about what this could look like. I just had a great conversation with Sam Cosmi that I'm going to air on 106.7 The Fan, and he talked about, like, as a offensive lineman, that this is, like, a euphoria for him in terms of getting under center and some of the angles and the leverage things that are going to be presented, the marrying of the run and the pass. Like, you know, we're seeing a lot of that already, the shifts, the motions, and I just think they're – Chig's going to be a big piece of this because he's moving all over the place, but they're doing it with Sinnott. They're doing it with other guys. It's every bit as much as I hoped we would see.
Yeah, in some ways it's more, right? Like just in terms of concepts you're getting to, there's more gun variety in terms of backfield set. There's more trips like we talked about on that, you know, whiteboard breakdown show in terms of who's where in terms of alignment. You know, we've got these kind of big slot formations. We've got the motions, the shifts, and the play variety off of it. Obviously, there's a ton of play action, ton of boot, ton of keeper, ton of naked. But then there's other stuff that I just wasn't expecting to see. And so it really seems like, again, to think this is only day two, they just have a lot of formational offense in, which is something that you've been calling for a long time. I think it's how the NFL works. It's stuff that makes, like even just watching practice, like you'll see kind of a 3-by-1 where we talked about with the tight ends and the nub, and then there's three receivers to the right, and just how it undresses the coverage, how it creates space.
You know what it got, by the way? Yeah. A really easy completion.
Oh, 100%.
You know what I mean?
Like, and then yesterday they did this great thing with a speed motion, kind of this jet motion across the formation where the number one receiver to the right became the number two receiver, and then you get an easy matchup on a hook player trying to carry Terry vertical. You know, there's just easy opportunities, better matchups. You're addressing coverage a little bit more. You're putting the defense in a bind where they don't know exactly what you're going to do. And so, and that's not to say that I haven't been impressed with the defense, because I have, but I do think that there's just like, it's cool to see what this thing can be. Now, I think David Blau's got to be more specific and be selective about what he's choosing to be, what the ultimate identity is. But just in terms of what they got in and what it's doing to Durante Jones' defense, I think it's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I think right now you're running everything. You're just learning what do we do well, though, is crazy. That's what's blowing my mind. Yeah. I'm going to say something kind of dumb because it's hope springs eternal and nobody's missed a block or dropped a pass or whatever, but we're 2 days in, but I'm one of these guys now that's like, I might as well be just standing as a fan. Like, is David Blau a little bit silly? Like, that's kind of what I'm thinking. Like, I'm watching these practices. I'm like, I think David Blau is silly.
Yeah. That's definitely what it feels like. It feels like, because I will tell you, like, when you're building an offense, like, building all of this variation while keeping the core concepts somewhat consistent, that's hard. That's hard to do. And so it's obviously Blau, but it's Rye and some of these other coaches that are working together. Like you said, just the roles and the utilization, I think, are pretty cool at the moment. And again, like, we'll talk more about the defense, but I've been really, really impressed so far. And again, it's 2 days, and I know we sound like fans and it's this big thing, but I've been really impressed with what we've seen so far.
Logan Paulson, Grant Paulson, Take Command. We're talking a lot about the offense, as we often gravitate toward. But, I mean, as is generally the case, defense is going to be ahead of the offense, and I thought day one, for sure, they kind of dominated.
I thought so too, yeah.
Today was a little bit more back and forth, and kind of both sides had some moments they would have liked. But defensively, you're seeing some free rushers occasionally. Yeah. You're seeing things, and this is going to happen, like that aren't getting picked up right away. But, like, that's the whole point of this defense, yeah, is like muddy fronts, who's coming, who's, yeah, going. I'm also intrigued. My takeaway hasn't been like as excitable about the defense, but I think it's just because I'm focusing more on the offense. It's easier to see where we're standing. But what have you seen in that way?
Yeah, I think you're seeing a lot of what we kind of maybe expected from Minnesota. Not everything, but some stuff, a lot of split field stuff, middle field open, quarters variations with some different change-up pitches. And I think that's...
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This summer, I'm shopping the small space solutions that America waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has everything from retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, party-ready dining sets in four fun colors, stylish and space-conscious Bobopedic sofas to feature-packed power recliners that let me kick back all summer long. So, when you're ready to snag latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
One of the biggest things I see, most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
What you want to get out of this, that's modern defense, right? That's what Vic Fangio does so well. It's like, hey, we're in this shell, and then on the snap, we're in something different. Or, hey, we're in this shell, and we drop out of it, and it's enough. Like the first day, I thought there was a beautiful example in that two-minute period where they're in kind of this heavy front. There's a ton of guys on the line of scrimmage, and you can tell Jaden's like, oh, I know where I'm going with the football. And he gets back there and he goes to rip it, and there's a hook player who dropped off the line and is right in the window. So it's like, I got to quickly move through my progression. But that's the thing that I think Minnesota does a great job. It's like they kind of subvert expectations defensively, where it's like, hey, this looks like all out. It's maybe not, or it looks like a heavy front, but it's not. We get this coverage player in the right spot, forces the quarterback to move on. And I think actually, like, you know, Jaden Daniels over the last 2 days has looked good, but on the second reaction stuff. And I think you give credit there to the defense for creating the second reaction. And that's exactly what you want. You want the quarterback to say, it's not there, I'm going to protect the football, get to the next thing. But the great thing this defense does is they create good pass rush. So it limits those second opportunity throws. Now, Jaden Daniels doing what he's supposed to do, the defense is doing what they're supposed to do. Who wins the day, right, is I think something fans are looking for in terms of clarity.
Sure.
But ultimately, I think they're both doing what they're supposed to do, and I think they're both getting each other better.
Well, the other thing I want to say about the defense that I think is actually tangible through a couple days, like that when you guys come out, those of you that have the access for training camp, you're going to see is I've talked so much about the speed that they've added, and I can already feel it. So the second level linebacking stuff is kind of what I've zeroed in on.
Yeah.
But it, to me, it feels like they're faster in the secondary too. And, or at least maybe the
They're more confident in the secondary.
Is that okay?
That's kind of what I'm seeing.
Well, so what I'm getting at real quick, because I want you to finish that. Yeah. But I think what you're saying maybe is true. Like the holes seem smaller. Yes. The reactions are better. And I'm thinking of that as like play speed. Yeah. Maybe that's not what it is. Mm-hmm. But it, like a lot of it was the red zone stuff in day one. And that's going to be tighter and condensed anyway. But tag, you're it. Like, it just seems like there are fewer big holes, big, easy throws.
I think that's the thing that I came away with. And, you know, you talk about Durante Jones and, like, what his presentation has been through his press conferences and through conversations we've had with people around the building is that he's a good teacher. And so I think what you're seeing is, like, the first day in the red zone, I saw guys matching concepts really well. It wasn't like, oh, me? It was like, no, this is mine, that's yours, I have
it. Day one, that's legit.
It's really impressive. And again, you're in the red zone. The number of concepts you're running are somewhat limited. But that understanding of the coverage responsibilities and who should be where, I think it, even when there are completions, it's like tight throws. It's like Traylon Burks jumping over a guy. It's Terry McLaurin like in the super tight window and Jaden anticipating like with the, you know, like his superpower just layering that thing in there. And I'm like, that's hard. And so to make it hard for the quarterbacks, to make it hard for the offense, I think they just know what they're doing. And I think they're seeing more formations, they're seeing more motions, and it's just, it's doing a great job offensively of testing the defense's rules. And those guys are just getting more consistent. And like you talked about, like, there are turnovers today, right? There's an interception today at practice, and I love seeing that. There's a batted ball in practice in the secondary, and it's because those guys, I think, are so confident in what they are doing right now. And again, it's day two, and there are always ebbs and flows to practice. I need to say that, ebbs and flows to training camp. But I do feel like iron is sharpening iron here a little bit, which is ultimately what you want to see.
Malik Spencer had the pick down around the end zone, by the way. A safety who's 6'1", 190.
Michigan State, right?
Michigan State rookie, yeah. Buford, Georgia native, undrafted free agent. I think that was off of
I think it was Mariota.
It was, yeah. Mariota had a pick. Well, he threw a pick later, actually. That one was off of Kali Akmanis.
Oh, I got you, that one.
But, yeah, Mariota threw one later in practice as well. All right, I want to get into a couple of the injuries, hopefully very small, minimal injuries that we've seen to start practice. We'll do that in just a few moments on Take Command.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
One of the biggest things I see, most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's refreshing!